Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America. We can't let him tear the kingdom down. This is no game. This is war. Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war. The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 13 August 2025. Welcome to tonight's program. You're in for a treat tonight. We're going to talk to a lady that we never spoke to before in this program. We're going to discuss a topic that affects all of us once in a while anyway, so don't go away. Before I bring her up, though, we'll make a couple announcements. Of course, we'll announce that we're going to have Bible study this weekend, hopefully, prayerfully. It starts 10:30 a.m. Eastern for the first half hour. Of course, it's always set aside for praise reports and prayer requests. 11:30, 12:30, we usually do Christian worldview news. I'm going to do the same thing this time, although there probably will be a lesson in with this also, more than just a news review, more than just prophecy news. We're going to discuss some biblical concepts that's affecting us right now. And then from 1 to 2 o'clock on our Bible study, we're going to be joined by Daniel Smithwick, head of Nehemiah Institute. He's going to explain to us how we've lost the Christian mindset in America, how we no longer really have a Christian worldview. And when you find out how short we've fallen on that, you're going to understand why it's so important. So join us if you can. If you watch this live, you can go to PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble at 10:30 a.m. There will be. Or if you can't do that, you can call and listen on 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We want you to join us, folks, and a lot of y'all do watch this live, and I appreciate that. I really mean that. And allow you to watch it when it's been recorded and put up on our archives. But check us out if you can and come and join us if you can. And don't forget, for the rest of this month, we're offering two books and our teaching that we have available here. The two books, again, I emphasize so strongly that if you have children in school, I don't care whether they're going to Christian school or public school, you need to have these books to teach them, I love, to show them that Christian heritage we once had in this country. One book is by J.T. Headley, entitled The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution. Now, I'm serious. It wasn't the Continental Army that King George feared. It was the preachers of the day, and I'm serious about that. This book tells you stories of these men and what kind of stand they took during the Revolution. And also one entitled Quotations to Read and Ponder. Quotations from famous people from past times to present times, and I'm even in there a couple places, but it brings forth the quotes of men, famous men, godly men, ungodly men, what they said in the past also. This is all put together, and everyone should have a workable knowledge of who the men were that formed this nation, good and evil. They're both available at regular prices, about $44. We got them on sale together, both of them, $35. That's delivered to your front door. I'd love for you to have them for that purpose, for your own education, but especially for education of children. And we're offering, too, the teaching I did some months ago on American prophecy. And I'll say this and get right on to the program. If you haven't viewed this teaching and understood what's being said, you simply cannot understand end-time prophecy. It's in the Bible. It's not hidden. We've been deceived in believing something different for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's in the Bible. The future of America is in the scriptures. America is in the Bible. 3 hours of teaching. I sent a book along with it to tell you why the old Jerusalem is not the new Jerusalem, and also outline where the lesson come from. All that, normally $39.95, $29.95, because they want to get in your hands. If I could afford to give it away, I would. Although I'm afraid if I give it away, many folks will take for granted and won't even watch it. But you're welcome to make copies of it, share with your friends and family. There's nothing copyright about it. If you want to know what's happening right now between Russia, Ukraine, America, and Europe, it's in the Bible. And I tried to open it up to you and show you what it says. Call us tomorrow in the office at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, it will save us probably money, folks, if you do that. 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We seriously want to hear from you tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be in the office all day. Crystal and I both will be here taking orders and doing what we can to spend time with you on the phone. It may get a little hectic once in a while, but we want to hear from you. If I do anything at all to help you in any way, please feel free to call. I'm nothing special. I'm a servant just like you are. I've said that many times. You're not bothering us when you call. It's a blessing to hear from you. I may not get a talk a long time because the phone's ringing, but please believe me, we want to hear from you. So give us a call tomorrow, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, our guest tonight, Dr. Julie Gatza. Now, she is a health educator and one of the nation's top chiropractic physicians with more than 30 years of clinical practice, during which she has assisted many thousand patients to resolve a wide variety of physical ailments. And, folks, she understands the nervous system, nutrition, alternative therapy. She's involved in all that. And her mission with each patient is to enhance her body's potential to heal itself. We're going to discuss some different topics tonight, but I want to center in on one topic tonight that we all have had a habit. I'm guilty. When you're out doing things, you're running all day, you're maybe shopping or taking care of business, and you're running late and you don't feel like fixing supper, maybe the wife, or you don't feel like fixing supper, what do you always do? Well, let's run by Wendy's. Let's zip into McDonald's. Let's go by KFC. How about Taco Bell? We got a big variety. Yeah, I mean, how about Long John Silver's? Fast food. They call it fast food, and I will say this politely, but normally it's not food. Did you know that 85% of the McDonald's hamburgers are not hamburger at all? I'm serious. Only 15% of it's real meat. But anyway, let's go to our guest. I'm excited to talk to her. Dr. Julie, are you there?
I am.
It is so good to have you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I know you're busy. I know you are. And I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us tonight and share some of your expertise. But tell the folks a little bit about Dr. Julie, how you got involved in all this, and how did you come to the knowledge about fast food, and why do you care? You were a chiropractor. Go ahead.
Okay, so I graduated chiropractic school 34 years ago and thought I was going to save the world. And found out that I was falling short in a number of areas, and looking into it and really looking in with no agenda, I found out that the key to basically all health problems was your digestion. And if you can get somebody's digestion to work just perfectly and efficiently to the point that they don't have to think about it more than once a day, now you've got a system that can get the nutrition that you need, break it down, put it into the bloodstream. The blood carries all the vitamins and minerals and enzymes that you need to make the rest of the body healthy or to keep it healthy if you already are. So everyone thinks that eating for taste is the reason to eat, but the real underlying reason that we eat is to fuel our bodies with good nutrition.
And I know that's true. I know that's true. But I think everybody out there, if they're being honest, will admit we want to taste good too.
Of course.
You know, that's, I mean, who wants to eat old yucky spinach or Brussels sprouts or whatever as a child, especially? I love them myself, but as a child, maybe some of them don't, even some adults don't. But,
well,
so,
I agree. You know, there's a lot of choices out there, but we have been duped in so many ways. And, you know, the fact that a normal child today thinks that they aren't going to be happy unless they have McDonald's. The parents also think that they're falling short unless they give the kids that. And so, you know, you start to form those minds that way and you have all those options, you know, you're not eating food. I call it unfood. You take a box of fries and you put it up against a piece of fish. That fish has vitamins, minerals, healthy fats, enzymes, protein. That box of fries doesn't have any of that. Plus, when you eat them, it has to use your reserves to break down the toxins and the gunk that the unfood put into your system. So it's a reverse food. It's an unfood.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Now, how did you go from chiropractic practices? I know you said you learned about the gut, what the gut is, and most of you just start from the gut. But how did you progress from chiropractic into this also?
Well, as chiropractors, we have the same education as a medical doctor. Our thrust is more towards keeping the body working normally, whereas a medical doctor then will take the knowledge that we all got together and then go into some specialty. And their thrust is, you know, towards giving a drug or doing a surgery when there's a symptom. We can't give drugs and surgery, so we have to find out why the body isn't working efficiently and help that system regain its efficiency.
Well, from what you're saying then, apparently chiropractors are more hitting the nail on the head more than regular MDs.
Well, we have been for years, and, you know, I'm happy that there's a medical doctor to help something if I've broken it or cut myself, but, you know, other than that, we're always looking towards why do you have the problem? Why do you have this symptom? What's causing it? What is your responsibility? What don't you know about? And when you, you know, break it down to that, you find the actual reasons. You put the patient in control, and they're not, you know, 2 years later on the next, you know, bigger drug and then another drug. And, you know, the downfall of what's happening in our country is more drugs, and then you bet.
Wow, that's very true. And let's face it, doctors, but especially pharmaceutical companies, are getting rich off of that too, aren't they?
Oh, my goodness. They can't have healthy people. They won't grow their stocks.
That's exactly right. And many doctors get kickbacks. We know that too. I know it's hard people accept that because you want to put your trust in somebody. If somebody's wearing a white coat, you like to think they're doing their thing, and I'm sure most of them are doing it for our benefit. But some of them are getting kickbacks and getting rich off of that. We know that. But your topic on food, especially fast food, everyone, I'm guilty. I am. I really and truly am. I try to avoid this, but sometimes I fall into it because everybody's in a hurry. You want something because you're feeling hungry. But you drive through and you grab a Wendy's hamburger.
Right.
I always call them a Wendy burger. I mean, and they usually come with sides of French fries and all that. And everyone loves French fries. I mean, that's a rarity to find somebody don't like French fries. I try to avoid those also. I'm a diabetic and try to avoid those. But what does it do when you eat a hamburger from McDonald's or Wendy's? What happens to your body when you're eating fast food?
Well, let me break it down to you in the minutes. Within the first 5 minutes, you experience a sugar rush. You think you've made the best choice. Your blood sugar begins to rise. You feel a surge of energy, and you're happy as a clam that you just are chowing down on that Wendy burger. 15 minutes later, you are starting to feel dehydrated. So fast food is loaded with the sodium. The more you eat, the thirstier you become, and then you'll want more. People are often ordering some sort of pop or Coke or some carbonated beverage when they're having that. And those to themselves change how you absorb in the gut. So it actually changes the acidic digestive system to alkaline, and nutrition can't get in efficiently when you're drinking anything with carbonation.
Oh, really? So a Coke actually messes with your digestion.
Yep, all the carbonations do. So even carbonated water will do that. So now you're eating not very nutritious food. Now you're putting up a block to being able to even absorb what is there. So you've set up a scene for a bit of a disaster that's going to show up in the next 60 minutes. But then in about 20 minutes, you can start to feel a bit of heartburn, maybe a little uncomfortability. You've had some sort of fried foods there. They're slower to digest. They spin longer in your stomach. They trigger the production of more acid. So all these different things can then give you heartburn. And this is, you know, not everybody experiences the heartburn, but these are the things that are starting to happen when you're eating these, you know, fatty type foods.
So you hit it within the first few minutes, so you feel good. The energy goes up. You get a boost because the sugar goes up. But then you have a crash.
So that crash has not yet happened. It's just there's all sorts of things happening digestively that are putting stress on the system. Within 30 minutes, you're going to feel bloated. The food that's not broken down sits in the gut. It's fermenting. It's producing gas. You need to unbutton your top button, undo your belts. You're just a little, you know, remorseful about the fact that maybe you ate too much. You shouldn't have done that. It would have been better to maybe have a hard-boiled egg. And within 45 minutes, this is where your sugar starts to drop. Once you get that rapid spike in the blood sugar, those fast foods typically cause that occurrence. And so with that also comes a crash. If you're going back to work, you want to crawl under your desk, like to take a little nap, wish you didn't have to work that day. And within 50 minutes, you're not really in a great mood. If you're watching this happen to the kids, they're now fighting. They're, you know, crying, they're bickering, and within 55 minutes, you now don't have the great concentration that you used to have. They trigger brain fog, and within an hour now, you're inflamed. So if you have a weak area of the body, let's say maybe your back gives you problems, now your back is going to have to be handling more inflammation than it had before. Maybe your hands hurt, maybe you get headaches. And so now you've got this inflammatory system situation happening in your system, and you're feeling pretty lousy.
Well, how does it change your mood?
So if you're not eating good foods that are actually contributing to your system and to your body, what you're doing now is you're pulling from reserves. You're using all your energy to break down something that wasn't very nutritious in the first place, that actually was, you know, negative to the body. And so people watch a little kid, feed them sugar, and watch them within a half an hour. They're not in a good mood. You know, feed a kid any type of junk food and watch within a half an hour, 45 minutes. They're not in a great mood. But if you turned around and fed that same kid a very good meal the next day, they aren't going to be emotional. They're not going to be up and down. And this happens with adults. It doesn't matter your age. Maybe you can overcome it and just say, hey, I'm just going to, you know, power through this. But you know, you're probably not at your happiest an hour and a half after eating McDonald's.
You know, this is definitely a Christian broadcast. And a lot of times people ask me, why do you discuss something like this when it's a Christian program? Well, our bodies are important to us, folks. We only get one down here. Mm-hmm. How you treat it is how well you're going to be able to do the work you're supposed to feed your family, maybe even ministry for Christ. And your duty, according to the scriptures, is to take care of your body because it houses you know, the Holy Spirit in, and that's where he dwells. To harm your body is actually a sin to knowingly do that. But has fast food always been this bad or just gotten worse?
I think it's gotten worse, but, you know, there's always been shortcuts within the fast food industry. And, you know, I have one daughter, she's now 29, and we used to tell her that only kids that got in trouble and bad kids could eat fast foods. So she never, to this day, has tried a McDonald's hamburger. I think she said she's tried the fries, but she's not a fast food eater because it wasn't part of her diet. And it wasn't like we were crazy and didn't let her ever have bad food. It just, when I had control, I was always making sure that she had real food that, you know, people, you know, came from the earth, came from, you know, the outside of the grocery store. When you're shopping, those are the foods that you want to buy. You don't want to go into the interior, you know, source of the grocery store to buy your food.
Wow. Repeat that again and explain what you mean.
So on the outside of the grocery store, you have the meats, the produce, the fruits. You can even have, you know, the frozen vegetables and things like that, which is the food that actually is real food. On the internal side of the grocery store, on the internal workings, that's where you have things that are canned and in packages and in boxes, and they have, you know, sugars and fillers and things that will let them, you know, last longer. So, you know, if you're going to be healthy, you stay on the outside of the grocery store.
Wow. And I may add this, too. If you can do it, go to local farmers markets and don't go in the grocery store at all.
I'm totally with you. I mean, you'll get better prices. You're going to get things that are, you know, local to the area. You're supporting a group of people who are, you know, trying to do it in the right way. And you can pretty much count on the fact that it's coming from something nearby.
That's exactly right. And you said fast food can even mess up your brain function. You're getting brain fog. Now, this may be a question that may sound loaded, but can the fast food contribute to Alzheimer's and dementia?
I mean, I think that any disease does start with how good is your nutrition. You know, if somebody has tremendously high-quality nutrition and they're getting the nutrients that they need, let's say they have a little deficiency in their, you know, gene pool for something that, you know, has been running in their family. Well, I do believe that, you know, if you're eating fish and chicken and, you know, beef and vegetables and fruits and, you know, avoiding all the other weird foods, you are going to be feeding your body the thing that the body needs the most. And, you know, it's, we're just, you know, we're laming out with a coffee and a croissant in the morning, or, you know, let's have some cookies right after dinner. Or, geez, you know, let's take the kids, you know, run them through the McDonald's. And, you know, we have so many ways, protein bars and strange things that it's not really food. We need to have real food. And it takes about 15 to 20 minutes more to make a decent meal than it would if you went. And, you know, you can cook hard-boiled eggs all day. You can have them in your refrigerator. You can cut up the celery and the carrots and the radishes and put them in a glass container at eye level for you or your kids, and you'll find that your kids will eat them, and so will you. It's all done. It's right there.
And, you know, one good thing I've seen, the price of fast food is going through the roof. I mean, it's unbelievable what a hamburger costs now. $8, $7, $8, $9, $10 for a hamburger, maybe a fry. Maybe the price of fast food going up is a good thing. Maybe
I
make people shop around and find something they have to cook. Can you imagine having to cook today?
I mean, you know, if you bought a whole chicken, not only can you cook that whole chicken, but you can take the leftover meat if there's, you know, a bit left over, and you can make chicken salad the next day. Then you can throw the bones in the water, and you can make soup, you know, stock. So you can get tremendous amount of, you know, meal and bang for your buck with one whole chicken.
That's very true. But, you know, how many people today don't even know about bone soup? How many people never made it? How many people don't even know how to, never canned anything in their life out of a garden? It's amazing.
Right.
I was blessed to grow up in the hills of West Virginia. And my dad and mom were hard workers. And we never had a lot of money. We always had good food. You raised your own chickens and, you know, we raised our own garden, and we canned everything. We picked wild strawberries, which are 10 times better and sweeter than a tame strawberry. And we pick them. It takes forever to fill a buck with a wild strawberry, but they taste so good. I mean, these are things I grew up with. We canned everything. My mom was so persistent and very particular about what she would feed us, and she couldn't can her own food. It's so good. I grew up in a different world than I have today. But why is it adults actually react worse than children do?
I think because we have less reserves. I think because we've been beating up our bodies for so long that for, you know, different reasons, we've lost more function. So when we eat poorly, you know, it's just a cumulative effect of what's been happening. And you take a kid of, you know, 10, 12, 14 years old, they haven't had the cumulative effects of bad foods at this point. Well, probably the ones do now, but, you know, they have a bit more reserves and resilience as compared to the adults.
Do you think that's why so many people, including children, are now turning into couch potatoes? They have no energy. They have no desire to do anything.
Absolutely. I mean, I do believe that the screens have a big factor upon it, but more than anything, it's the food.
you know, kids have dark circles under their eyes. We've got, you know, overweight, chubby kids. They don't want to play. They aren't outside. You know, even I'm looking out the window of my house right now. I haven't seen a kid, you know, bounce a ball across my street ever. And, you know, skateboards and all those things that, you know, kids should be doing, they're just not doing them anymore. And then, you know, on top of it, they have a million different things that they can choose from, which used to be just for holidays for us. You know, the things that they can go to Starbucks and get a some weird coffee drink that they shouldn't be drinking in the first place, sweetened with whipped cream on it, any Tuesday of the month. That would have been something that maybe we had on a Christmas morning, and it wasn't even coffee.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't drink coffee when we were growing up. Not to go, no, not when allowed. Yeah, and right. Eating out for us, even in back then they had restaurants to actually cook the food, but Dad and Mom never had much money. Eating out for us was a really big treat, and to get a bottle of Coke or whatever, once every 2 weeks, maybe once a week, that just wasn't done. It was only 7 cents a bottle back then, 10 cents a bottle. You got 3 cents back if you took the bottle back, so 7 cents a bottle.
So, yeah, it's so true.
It's amazing. Now, when you order fast food, and I know different things, I mean, you have different food value, and which ones are the worst besides fries?
You know, I haven't researched it that much because I just don't do it. So, but you know, my gut reaction is, you know, anything that is fried, they put it in seed oils. I mean, you might as well just, you know, plan on having a lousy evening because of it. So, you know, we're talking anything that's, you know, the fish things, the chicken nuggets, all that stuff is fried. Maybe there's some good beef at some of these places, but then you look at what the heck type of a bun are they putting it on that can sit around for 2 years and still look like a normal bun? That's very scary to me. So I don't trust any of it, to tell you the truth. And, you know, do I eat any of it? I actually don't. I can't remember the last time I did it because there's other things you can do. You can go to your local grocery store and then go buy something just fresh, and that could be your lunch. I mean, if you want to go, you know, spend the extra money for a fresh salad, okay, fine. You know, I'd rather make my own, but sometimes in a pinch, I'll do that. So there's a million solutions that I can't believe that we're in such a hurry. We can't slow down for an extra 10 minutes to feed our bodies and our kids more correctly.
Well, unfortunately, that's the idea of America today, is instant everything. You know, I mean, if you can't get it in 5 minutes, we don't have time for it. I mean, that's the way it is. I'm sorry, but it really is. That's the way people see it.
Well, it is. And it's, you know, it's been X'd out of the school system. It's been X'd out of, you know, teaching, you know, families how to teach kids to cook. And, you know, this basic information that I'm, you know, giving to you, this should have been taught in second grade, fourth grade, sixth grade.
I agree. Hang on to the break, please, Dr. Julie. Folks, a lot more talk about and your phone calls and questions next half hour. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods at bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back here and talking to Dr. Julie Gatza, and the phone line is open. I hope you'll call and talk to us, ask questions, whatever you do. All of us are guilty of partaking of these things. They taste good, they're fast, and who does like a French fry and ketchup? Now, come on. Who doesn't like it? And a good old fat burger, you know what I'm saying? Who doesn't like it once in a while? 717-300-1698 is a phone. Give us a call. And don't forget, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you tomorrow. We really would, and I do mean that. We truly, really would like to hear from you. Now, again, talking to Dr. Julie Gatz. And Dr. Julie, what, for those who have partaken of the junk food menus, what can we do to reverse some of the damage besides changing maybe your diet?
So one of the major things that I've been, twisting every one of my patients' arms to do my whole career is to take high-quality digestive enzymes. Because we've been given substandard food, we don't have the nutrients when we're eating well, and the broccoli doesn't have the things in it because they're not remineralizing soil and they're using all sorts of things to keep the bugs away and increase the harvest. But we don't make as many digestive enzymes as we used to, so we need to be able to break down the protein that we're eating, the vegetables, the fats, the carbohydrates. And so I'm having my patients take high-quality digestive enzymes, even when they're healthy. And that gives them more nutrients for each one of the meals that they eat. And if they don't want to change their diet, then I'm really twisting their arms to have them take, these enzymes. The one I use is called Absorbaid. And it breaks down the proteins, the fats, it pushes the toxins out of the body, it increases the person's ability to run the metabolism, lose weight, repair their skin, get rid of inflammation, because it's breaking down the foods to get the nutrients to do those things.
Oh, wow. And, I'm amazed, too, that nations, for example, in Europe, like France, I had some friends of mine went over to Paris here a couple months ago or so. And they were amazed at the foods that are not allowed to be sold in France. The foods that we buy here all the time across the counter are not there.
That's right.
The GMO grains and stuff are not allowed to be sold in France. So people say that's overreach. No, it's not overreach. It's making companies produce food for the people that will keep them healthy. See, I can't speak for France and their pharmaceutical companies. I don't know what's going on there, but they're not producing sick people on purpose, perhaps, to make people wealthy. Maybe they're getting kickbacks in the government like we do here sometimes from pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, I'm telling the truth, folks. We have become a nation of fat, apathetic, and lazy people because of our diets and how we treat our bodies. Lethargic and inactive, and all inactive. We don't want to do a lot of things anymore. We don't feel like doing things because of what we eat. And we wonder why our children won't even go to work and get a job. Why won't they go out and find the job to produce their own, make their own money and become independent? That's part of it. The way we raise our children has caused them to become more, I guess you say, like the adults in this country. God help us, but it's true. Let's take a phone call from Texas. Let's talk to Brandon in Texas. Brandon, come on in. Are you there, Brandon? I don't hear Brandon. Tali, still there? Okay, I do not hear Brandon. Call back, Brandon, if you can. Tali,
we must have lost him.
We lost him. Call back, Brandon, please. But give it just call. Call back 717-300-1698. So, what cravings? I mean, you got to hear about cravings. What do they say about your digestive enzyme levels? What do you mean by cravings? What is it that you're craving?
I mean, if you're not feeding the body the good foods to just run your metabolism so that your energy level is very steady throughout the day, when you have sugar, let's say first thing in the morning, let's say you're eating cereal, a bagel, maybe a cup of coffee and some orange juice, that's going to spike your blood sugar because those carbohydrates turn into sugars. They're not the healthy types. So once you get that up in the day...
Hold that just a second.
Sure.
Carbohydrates turn to sugar, and that's a healthy type?
No, it's not the healthy type.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what happens then is your blood sugar will go much lower than you woke up in the morning, and then you'll need to spike it again because you don't feel good. So there's where your second cup of coffee comes. There's where you have to have, a little sugar in the afternoon. This is where, you're sleepy in the middle of the afternoon as well.
Or get two or three of those energy drinks that really zip you up. Yeah, okay.
That's right. And then later at night after dinner, you're sitting on the couch wanting sweets, and it's because you didn't eat stable, good food throughout the day, protein being the number one. Vegetables, coming secondary to that, because protein's so complicated to break down, every cell needs the protein first. Vegetables you can get in so many different forms, and then after that you can put in your fruits, which are carbohydrates. And you can have some of the breads and things like that if you're waiting later to have them, but you want to eat the good foods first.
So sugar cravings mean that there's something probably messed up in your digestive system?
Yeah, absolutely. And, so the way to beat it is to, get up in the morning, have yourself a couple of eggs, have a little meat source with that if you would like, have some vegetables, big glass of water first thing in the morning, try to eliminate the coffee over the next 5 days. At lunch, have some fish, have some chicken, have a salad. Dinner, do the same. I don't care if you want to eat red meat. And, then after dinner, stop eating. And you will have eaten enough calories. You'll have enough, food going in throughout the day, and you won't be stressing your body with food that can't break down. And if you also add enzymes to that, something like the Absorbaid, now you have the ability to break down that meal, and you're really wringing out the most nutrients you need for each meal. This will then, in turn, stimulate your metabolism, allow you to heal, repair the things that aren't working so great, improve your skin. The circles under your eyes start to go away. You're not bloated. You're not gassy. You don't have acid reflux and digestive problems. And, all that is a better diet and good enzymes.
Wow. And, again, you said about eating after dinner. I was blessed to have parents had some common sense. My mom and dad did not allow much eating after supper. we can maybe have a small piece of cake. I mean, small piece before we went to bed. But there was no eating after supper. You didn't go in the kitchen and warm up another plate of food needed at 8 o'clock at night. You eat supper. That was it till next morning. And I didn't know at the time. I didn't understand this, of course. I was just a child, but mom and dad knew better. They knew what we should do. And they taught us this. And I try, although for many years I didn't, but I've learned over the last several years, after supper, if I eat anything, maybe a piece of cheese or something in protein, if at all, I try to eat a piece of cheese and maybe even a cracker once in a while with that. But very seldom anything besides a piece of cheese and maybe a piece of pepperoni or something is homemade. I have deer pepperoni, and I made a piece of that with it. So I try to balance it out with protein at night if I want a snack. But that is a hard habit to break. When you've had years of eating after supper, you know, you want a snack, you're sitting there watching TV or something, and all of a sudden you start craving, you know, something that you want to snack on. You go in there and you got leftover spaghetti. Why not finish it all? then you wonder why your pants getting tight.
I do ask patients who have a hard time not eating at night, are you skipping breakfast? And it's often the answer is yes. And if you put breakfast in, it's amazing how less hungry you'd become after dinner.
That's very true. And if you eat a breakfast, you don't really get real hungry for supper even. Breakfast is with protein. I had a couple of eggs morning with whole wheat bread and some turkey bacon. I had some of that. And that's what I ate for breakfast. And I wasn't even really hungry for lunch. And I didn't get much supper. Protein keeps you feeling full, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I can't say enough about hard-boiled eggs just because they're so easy. You know, if a kid is hungry, give them a hard-boiled egg. I mean, it's protein. You can't upset anything. And the other thing is, you know, when you were talking about children, you know, you might pick them up from school, be making dinner, they're surly, they're, you know, being pains. And that's not when you want to give them a banana or a piece of fruit. Have them have a glass of water. Go get themselves involved in something because you want them to come to the table hungry. And when they come to the table hungry, they're more apt to eat the good food that you've made. But if you, you know, stave off that hunger with an apple at 4 o'clock and then have dinner at 5:30, okay, you got a kid that had a sugar boost and maybe they don't want to eat now.
Well, that's another thing I learned too. And again, I'm giving a lot of, I guess, praise to my parents. We always had plenty to eat and generally wholesome food. Mom cooked it. And whatever mom cooked, we didn't argue that we didn't like it. We didn't eat it. We didn't have to eat it, but we wouldn't eat.
That's right.
We eat what was set before us. And that's the way I raised my three sons. You don't have to eat it, but you're going to taste it anyway. And if you don't like to eat it, then you can do something else. But I mean, if they tasted foods, they found that they liked them. So that's just part of trying to teach your children good habits when they're young. Let's go back and try Brandon again. Brandon, come back in with us. I still don't hear Brandon. I don't know what's going on with the phone lines, but we're trying, Brandon. It may be just something wrong with our phone lines coming in, and Todd, our producer, just texted me and said maybe it is our phone lines coming into the studio. I'm sorry about that, Brandon. I really am. And if you're trying to call and not getting through, I apologize. Things happen, especially when you're doing live radio. It can be fixed sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you can try back a little bit. If you're trying to call in, keep trying. Maybe you can make it through. I hope you do. But I apologize because these things sometimes happen. Who knows what took the phone lines down? All right, back to our guest, Dr. Julie Gatza. And Dr. Julie, if somebody wants to learn more about you and what you do, how can they find more about you?
They can go to the website, which is naturessources.com, and they can read about the Absorbed that I've been talking about, the different forms that it comes in. There's information on me. There's lots of helpful tips. And if they're interested, they can also get some free samples of the enzymes on the website. They can also call the 1-800 number, and if they use the code radio, they can ask for some free samples or 20% off of first order. And that number is 1-800-827-7656.
Give that again.
It's 1-800-827-7656.
And folks, I suggest you look that up, the website, and maybe give them a call and check on the products. We may all be surprised.
I certainly am. I think it's more important than taking a multivitamin.
And the reason I say that is I think it's important to get the nutrition from our food, because we're spending the money, we're buying the food and preparing the food and hoping our family and ourselves like what we've just made. And now we want to get those nutrients from that food. So when you take something like the Absorb-Aid, it allows you to get the nutrition from the food. I'm not against a multivitamin, but I think we want it from our food source first.
I think you're right. That's even more natural. Absolutely.
Correct.
And the website again is what?
It's naturessources.com.
Naturessources, I'm right now, .com. Folks, do check these things out and see what Dr. Julie has to say about these things. Obviously, she knows what she's talking about. And she's trying to make us understand about whole body wellness, not just even going to see just a chiropractor. She's trying to help us with things that will keep us younger and feeling better into our latter years, of which I'm into right now. So I appreciate every effort somebody makes to try to help me keep the energy up and keep moving. You know, I try to go to the gym 3 days a week and work out. I have a trainer on Fridays to try to get me going some things. And I said I'll be 77 the 7th of next month. So I'm thankful I can still do that, although there are days when my energy level is blah. And other days it's pretty good. And I do try to eat right most of the time. What would you recommend to keep the energy up on somebody? What would you recommend and give them a boost?
Well, nobody loves when I say this, so you've just walked yourself right into it. When you drink coffee, tea, and soda pop or anything with carbonation, it blocks you from getting the nutrition in properly. And as much as people want to try to work their way around it, it keeps you from getting nutrition in, and the body needs to have an acidic digestive system, similar to putting a piece of steak in a glass of vinegar. It looks disgusting the next day. It looks like cloudy water, and the steak looks really chowed. That's like your digestive system should be. But when you alkalize or you cause a basic system by drinking coffee, tea, or carbonation, it's like putting a piece of steak in soapy water. The next morning, it just looks like a piece of steak in soapy water. So we want to change and keep it so that it's acidic, and you'll be amazed that if you're not boosting yourself with energy drinks and coffees and caffeines, and you're just keeping it to water, within a few weeks, you start to have energy that you wouldn't imagine that you used to have because it's not artificially being made.
Wow. Well, if you do drink a cup of coffee, say, in the morning, or whatever, tea for in the morning, how long should you wait before you eat so the body would absorb things better?
Well, I wish it was a few hours, but it does change that up for the day. So it's a matter of, you know, it's a habit now that the body goes, oh, okay, well, we're just a little more basic than we should be. So the whole system isn't as efficient as it could be. And I wish it wasn't true, but I can't tell you how many of my patients over the years have said, you know, I didn't like that you said that. I didn't want to follow it. And even friends of mine say, I'm so mad. I feel so much better now that I'm not drinking coffee. And I hear this so commonly that, you know, I just kind of smile because it's a tough thing to quit if you have a habit.
Oh, it is. And I have to confess, I drink a cup in the morning before anything else. I do that. That's just a habit I got into. Excuse me. After that, I don't drink any more coffee. I've done this for years. You're right. I probably should quit that. Soda pop, I mean, Coke, whatever. Nah, that, and sugar is not my weakness either. My weakness has always been, grew up on potatoes and biscuits and, you know, all that stuff. That's just a weakness I've always had. And back then, though, we tried to eat healthy, and we were very active. We worked around the house. We took care of the garden and chickens and everything else, and we were always active. We played ball. We went hunting and fishing. We didn't sit in the house and watch TV and play video games because we didn't have anything like that.
Yeah, and, you know, the grains have changed, and so, you know, it's not the same stuff that, you know, you and I were eating when we were kids. So it's, you know, you have to get Italian flour and make it yourself from Italy because they don't change their grains at this point. So, you know, as far as that goes, that is, you know, turning that into a sugar source. So that's probably why you're getting a bit, you know, the highs and the lows throughout the day and don't quite have the energy you'd like.
Wow. Well, this is very, very informative, and I agree with your friends. I don't like you.
Exactly.
I'm used to it.
But anyway, you know what you told tonight, and I know this, it's kind of a side issue a lot of ways, but folks, our health is not a side issue. We cover all issues on this program, Dr. Julie. We cover everything from a biblical perspective. I don't care what it is. Even gun control, which is not biblical, by the way. We talk about all these issues from God's point of view. And health is also one of them, because we know in the scriptures they even try to tell us what foods are good for us and what we shouldn't eat, what we should eat, and how to take care of the body. So it must be important to the one who created this too. And I always figure the one who manufactured the machine knows what the machine needs to run right. And I think our Father knows what's best for us too. And that's why they grew natural grains, and they didn't add GMO products. They didn't add pesticides or anything to it. I mean, I grew up, we didn't add pesticides to our corn patch. Yeah, there were some worms sometimes on top of the corn ear. We just broke them up. I mean, so things have changed. We had tater bugs. I used to hate pickers off tater leaves. Little orange bugs, after a while, they turn your hand orange. But we may put some lime on potatoes once in a while to keep them off. But we didn't spray them and keep bugs off. We just picked them off or put lime on them. And we had natural grown potatoes from last year's seed. That doesn't happen anymore as a whole. It just doesn't.
No, it's true. And, you know, there are so many things out there to enjoy and to experience and to taste and to, you know, really marvel at. And the fact is, you know, if you're doing a really good job most of the week, great, enjoy yourself. You know, if you want to have a couple of cups of coffee because it's a treat, not a rote thing that you have to do because your energy is so low, you know, then the question is, why is your energy so low? Is it a deficiency of coffee? That's not where it started. So, you know, things are there to be experienced, but mostly you need to at least honor what the heck the body is about and getting the nutrients in and eating the real food, not the things that come in packages, boxes, and cans.
Wow. All right, folks, the toll-free number to call is 800-827-7656. If you mention the word radio, you get a discount. And I certainly would be interested in trying the enzyme product myself, the one you mentioned. I forgot the name of it, but the one you mentioned,
It's called Absorbaid, and, you know, it's wonderful you're doing the show, and I love being able to talk to more than one patient that's sitting in front of me at the time. But, you know, you can get all this great information, you can get smart, but nothing's going to change unless you do something. So
That's true.
Company is super easy to do something. So if you get on the website or you call that number, you can get some free samples. Give it a try. I mean, it's not going to hurt you at all. It's all vegan formula. It's, you know, just natural things. So the kids can take it. You can give it to your dog so he gets more nutrition from the dog food. Elderly can take it. And it's simply just an aid to getting more vitamins and nutrients from each one of your foods. And it also helps with the gas, the bloating, the indigestion, the heartburn, the acid reflux, the constipation, the diarrhea, the, you know, indigestion. So that is what it's, you know, made to do, is help you digest your food.
All right, folks, naturesources.com. Phone number again is 800-827-7656. And I think I'm going to call tomorrow. I'm at least going to try the free samples. I'd be an idiot not to do that.
Great.
I mean, I think it's worth a shot for sure, because the older I get, the more I appreciate my body, because it'll tell on you over the years if you're not careful.
Yeah, it's true.
You abuse it, it will tell on you. Dr. Julie, yep. God, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I do appreciate your time. And maybe we'll do it again sometime if you don't care.
I would love to. Thank you. I appreciate you as well.
Well, you keep in touch and get a chance to check out our website also so you can see who you're talking to and around the country and around the world and how we were going out. I think you find that interesting. And I'm sure people will probably call tomorrow and ask you some questions. Again, folks, 800-827-7656, website naturesources.com. Do check out Dr. Julie's website and see what she has to say. And Dr. Julie, you have a wonderful evening, and we'll be in touch again. And you have my number also. If you need me, give me a call, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right. You too, sweetheart. Thanks for being with us tonight. Yeah. Thank you. You know, and I hope you all enjoyed that. I really did. I knew fast food was junk. I had no idea how much junk, but it's junk. I should know better. You should know better. We all should know better. We need to do better. That's all I can say. If you want a long life and a life that you can enjoy, not have to suffer through because you live longer and you didn't take care of your body. If you want a long life, some way that you would like to enjoy the life that God gave you, we need to take care of our body. There's nothing wrong with saying that. There's no shame in knowing that you need to do something to change things. It's just part of a learning process we all go through. So give her a call and talk to her tomorrow. And I hope to see you all in the office tomorrow. I'll be here between 9 and 4 Eastern prayerfully to take your phone calls, talk to you a while. If I can help in any way, please let me know. I will do what I can if I can do anything at all. I'm just a mere mortal. I'm just a man. I don't have all the answers. I know the one that does. I know they're given in his word somewhere. And I know a little bit about it because I've been working with it now for a long time. But I'll do what I can. But I want you to feel free to call anytime, even during the week. No, I'm not in the office during the week normally. I'm in and out all day long, studying for something, putting something together, whatever. But as far as being here from 9 to 4, I'm usually not. I'm not doing other things. If you need to talk to me, please feel free to call. Somebody will find me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Don't ever think that I'm out of reach, out of touch, and don't care. I do care. I'm not unapproachable. I wish everybody out there could come and visit sometime and sit down on our front porch and chat a while with us and just have a good conversation, because I love talking to people. I love meeting people. I wish you'd come to Bible study sometime with us if you could. If nothing else, just watch us. People can't travel very far because it's so expensive anymore, and I understand that. But don't you ever think that I am not available to talk to you, because I truly want to be and I will be. If you need me, call me. And tomorrow, again, is off day for you to call and maybe place an order. If you'd like to give a donation, we'd appreciate it. We have bills to pay every month. Like it or not, bills don't quit coming in. Y'all know that. I mean, they come in no matter whether money's there or not. They still come in, and they expect you paid. So you feel free to call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, please call 304-846-4448. And again, I apologize that the phones are not working tonight. It happens, folks. It's live radio. It just happens sometimes. So please bear with us. By Monday night, we should have them back up and running again, hopefully and prayerfully. Got a great lineup for you next week also. You don't want to miss the programs. Please don't miss them, whatever you do. You'll be well pleased if you join us. We love you a bunch. See you in the office tomorrow. God bless. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America